Von Braun is a remarkable young man who has conquered new worlds despite being blind and deaf. Superintendent Dean Stengem recalls the years Vaughn spent at the Washington State School for the Blind.
We had a young man a few years ago that was born deafblind. At 4 years old, he was one of the first 24-channel cochlear implants for artificial hearing in the U.S. Did phenomenal. Came to the school and great parents that did wonderful work with him. Then when he was 16, he wanted to get a second implant so that he could travel better in the community so he could hear sounds.
Vaughn has a love for animals, specifically horses. We had a chance recently to chat with him on the phone.
Originally, I wanted to be a horse trainer. And after speaking to a couple of professional horse trainers who I really respected, they advised me against it because of my visual impairment, saying that it would be dangerous to train horses because a lot of owners bring horses to them that have behavioral problems. One of the horse trainers by the name of Frank Bell said, "Why don't you do horse massage therapy?"
And he wanted to become a certified equine therapist, or basically doing horse massage. So we brailled all of his materials for him, all of his textbooks, his braille anatomy books. And he took his exams the summer between his junior and senior year, and he became a certified equine therapist in the state of Oregon. He couldn't be certified in Washington because in Washington you had to go through a college of massage therapy for humans before you could do horse massage. And he was frustrated. He said, "This isn't right." And I said, "Well, why don't we just change the state law?" And he said, "You mean we could do this?" And I said, "I don't know why not." And then we happened to have Senator Dale Brandon out of Bellingham was visiting the campus. And I grabbed Senator Brandon. I said, "Vaughn, here's the guy that can help you change the state law." Too much time, there was a piece of legislation being drafted, and went through the legislative session, and so we worked with Vaughn on how do you submit written testimony, how do you testify in front of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and by the end of that session, a state law was changed. It was actually the first student that I've ever known, not blind or deafblind student. You know, the first high school student that I've ever known that have run a piece of successful legislation. And then Vaughn, he graduated and he goofed around for a number of years, like sighted kids sometimes do, you know. And he finally got his act together again, and I forgot to mention that he's deafblind, but he loves music. He's an avid drummer.
You know, I thought about being a lawyer. I thought about being a social worker. None of that interested me. And for most of my life growing up, I've always had a passion for music. So instead of chasing the textbooks of laws, I decided to chase the textbooks of music.
Last spring, he was accepted into the Berklee School of Music.
I plan on continuing massaging animals, and with the music education, I hope to teach privately, as well as exploring the benefits of music for animals from a therapeutic point of view. And if I get lucky, maybe I'll land a performance job. Who knows? I also plan on training horses under saddle. Instead of doing the groundwork, I would train them under saddle in the art of massage. So there's a lot of possibilities, and I really strongly believe that in this society today, you really ought to have multiple skills in order to survive.